Born on the 13th of March, 1911, in the Midwestern U.S. state of Nebraska, L. Ron Hubbard was the son of a Navy officer and spent time in Asia and the South Pacific. He studied civil engineering in Washington, D.C., but was a bad student, eventually dropping out. Nevertheless, Hubbard later claimed to have worked as a nuclear physicist. In the 1930s, Hubbard became a well-known writer for pulp fiction magazines. He wrote in a variety of genres, but mainly science fiction, under pen names that included Winchester Remington Colt, Kurt von Rocken, and Legionnaire 148. In 1938, Hubbard claimed to have had a revelatory experience as the result of a side effect of a sedative used in a dental procedure. He emerged having formulated the principles of a self-help system called Dianetics, but would not put it into book form until later. During World War II, Hubbard served in naval intelligence and later claimed to have left service as a war hero with a Purple Heart Medal for a combat-related injury, although there are no records of it. Documents do show that Hubbard's superiors found him self-important and unsuitable for command. In 1950, Hubbard wrote Dianetics, the Modern Science of Mental Health, a 180,000-word book allegedly completed in 6 weeks. Based vaguely on the ideas of Sigmund Freud and Eastern philosophy, it was written in pseudoscientific jargon and was immediately dismissed by the American Psychological Association. In response, Hubbard repeatedly damned psychiatry as a profession, although he did once send a letter begging the association for psychiatric help, to no response. Dianetics was a massive commercial success at first, but soon fell out of fashion, and Hubbard, in debt, lost the rights to the book. In 1951, Hubbard refashioned Dianetics into a belief system called Scientology, founding the Church of Scientology in 1954. The church believed that negative memories known as engrams from current and past lives could be removed by using an electrical device called an e-meter in confessionary sessions with auditors. The aim was to purge the mind and reach an enlightened state known as being clear, which also returned the human being to their original divine state as a so-called thetan. When Hubbard's refusal to pay tax became problematic, he went abroad and spent years sailing around the Mediterranean with a young crew of Scientologists. On returning to the U.S. in the early 1970s, he went to Hollywood, where he hoped movie stars would add glamour and money to the organization. Celebrity centers, such as the Lavish Center in Los Angeles, were built. Here, famous Scientologists, including Priscilla Presley, Elizabeth Moss, John Travolta, and Tom Cruise, put an attractive face on the church. Now both the U.S. and international authorities were pursuing Hubbard. But Scientology was already rich and powerful, with a radical membership prepared to do anything for it. There were attempts to infiltrate government offices and remove unfavorable records, as if they were a form of engram. Scientologists believed, as Hubbard claimed, that any such action was justifiable, as the human race was at threat from an evil galactic dictator called Xenu. Hubbard died in 1986, spending his final years paranoid and in seclusion. But the church continued under David Miscavige, who had joined at the age of 11. When the church received a billion-dollar tax bill in 1993, the U.S. tax authorities were flooded with thousands of lawsuits filed by Scientologists. As a result, the church was recognized as a religion in the U.S., and given tax-exempt status. It enjoys full religious status in other countries too, including Australia, Italy, Spain, and Sweden. In the mid-2000s, a number of former senior members of the church turned against it. There were allegations of human and civil rights violations of members and of pressure being put on them to give massive donations. As recently as 2015, a team of aggressive lawyers employed by the church tried to get the documentary Going Clear, based on a book by the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Lawrence Wright, banned. Today, while its membership has declined, the Church of Scientology remains active, with investments and real estate worth billions of dollars across the world.